The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, a new report in the UK shows that one in five funerals are taking a no-frills approach. That means no mourners or formal service. Rising costs and changing attitudes are being cited as key reasons. So are we seeing similar trends closer to home? Well, I'm joined now by David McGowan of Foley & McGowan's funeral home in Sligo, McGowan's crematorium in Clooney. You're very welcome to the programme, David. So you've been working in this area for many years. From your own perspective, have Irish attitudes towards funerals changed over time?
They are changing, Ciara, yeah. In the last decade, I'd say people are choosing cremation now more than ever they did. That's a big change. People are going for, not a big amount, but people are going for a choice of celebrations of life instead of the tradition religious service. But that's about the only change. The wake is still very strong in Ireland, and the communities still come out in force, especially in rural Ireland. And that's a good thing, and I don't see that changing.
In terms of the funeral itself, is it now more than about sort of personalisation, what the deceased person would have wanted, rather than one size fits all as it would have been traditionally?
A lot of people choose the celebration of life because they see it as a way of celebrating the life of the person rather than readings from scripture or stuff like that, you know. But still, the traditional wake and the traditional burial, I'd say, occupies about 70% of the funerals in Ireland at the moment. You know, so there isn't going to be a change, but they're looking at death differently now, especially the younger generation. They don't seem to be in keeping with all of the traditions and rituals that was associated with death. So there are changes, but they're not a lot, and I don't see them changing either, because the wake and the communities coming out in force to honour the deceased person and coming out supporting the bereaved families, that's still very strong in Ireland, and it's part of who we are. And I don't see that ever changing.
In terms of the cremation, that is certainly becoming more popular. You can see that, and I know you're seeing it firsthand. Why do you think that shift is happening?
Well, first and foremost, like, the first crematorium didn't open in Ireland until about 1982. The Catholic Church weren't that in favour of cremation. And then when the one opened first in Glasnevin in Dublin, the country people, like, I mean, 3.5 hour journey, the accessibility to a crematorium wasn't there. But in the last 15 years, you know, there's about 9 crematoriums now in Ireland. And I'd say that's given people the choice, and it's making it easier for the families to decide, because the distance isn't there now, you know. But it's running about 20% of the funerals in Ireland are being cremated at the moment. Now, that percentage would be bigger in the Leinster area, where there's about 4 crematoriums or 5 in that area.
And do you think that is down to accessibility in the Leinster area around the cities, or do you think rural Ireland is just more traditional when it comes to having that, you know, wake in the house over a couple of days, people coming into your home, you're serving them a cup of tea and perhaps a sandwich, there's a removal, you know, it's an occasion almost, as opposed to in Dublin where maybe, you know, you're at more of a remove, you're using the funeral home and perhaps a crematorium afterwards?
Oh yeah, that's still... The choice of disposition, that's burial versus cremation, that's changing. That's about 20%. I mean, 25 years ago, it wouldn't be that. It'd be about 2%. So there is an increase in that. The wakes are still, whether it's cremation or burial, the wakes are still going on, whether it's choice of burial or cremation. And that will keep going. Now, it's unique to us. Like, I mean, the Irish see it. Is more of a farewell. It's more than a farewell. It's a celebration of life, and the community comes out and stuff like that.
So what about this no-frills funeral that they're talking about in the UK? No service, no mourners. I mean, does that happen much in Ireland? And what does a no-frills funeral look like in an Irish context?
I'd say about 1% of my funerals will go that direction. And, you know, people have a choice of how they want their funeral. They have a say in their own funeral. And a lot of people want, there are private people in life, and they want a private send-off. And we would, yes, we would have more of them than ever, but it's still only about 1%. In England, it's totally different, where this conversation is comparing us to the UK. Funeral traditions in Ireland is totally different to anywhere else in the world. And like, we're renowned for the wake and spending time with the deceased. And as I said, that's the whole community coming out, and that'll never change. But there are a small percentage of people that want what we call a direct burial or direct cremation, where there's no service at all. But that would be down to the people themselves. The people that have died or passed away, that would have been their wishes. But it's not, I'd say about 1%.
We haven't gone that way yet. Thank you, David McGowan. I'm going to read a text here. The afters of my father's funeral was a great evening at the Old Ground Hotel. He was well known in Ennis, and his friends played traditional music. We sang songs and we told stories. The crack was unreal. An American tourist remarked to the barman that it was some party. He replied, "That's not a party. It's a funeral," to the visitor's amazement. And we do know how to celebrate a person's death and turn it into a send-off. That is certainly an Irish tradition, and according to David, not one we are willing to part with yet. Keep your texts coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.